This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Hog farmers have not had an easy 2023. Partners for Production Agriculture's economist Dr. Steve Meyer says pig farmers have been dealing with losses worse than the late 90s. We will hear from Dr. Meyer next.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit FSpropane.com for more information.
Partners for Production Agriculture's economist Dr. Steve Meyer says pig farmers have been dealing with losses worse than 1998.
The real problem right now is that the prospects for next year are not a lot better. They're better, but not anywhere near good. One or more of three things have to change. We either have to get costs down, we have to get demand up, or we have to get supplies tightened. One of the three.
Of those three things listed, pork producers are only responsible for supplying pigs.
Costs are going to go down a bit from where they are this year, but they're still not going to be very low. My model has $90 break-evens for that low-cost 25% of producers, and so that would put the average producer somewhere in the 96 range for next year. And if you look at the futures market, there aren't any profitable prices on there right now.
Meyer says wholesale demand has strengthened since the summer, but won't be going back to 2021-22 levels, which means supplies need to be reduced.
And even there, we face some headwinds in that productivity has started growing again rapidly the last two quarters, 3.3% and 4.2% on pigs saved per litter in the last two hogs and pigs report. And so if you're raising more pigs per litter, then you've got to cut your sow herd even farther than what you thought.
The silver lining for U.S. pork production has been the third best year for exports. Additional growth could be on the way with Europe cutting back hog production. Additionally, National Pork Board is collaborating with producer leaders on strategic investments to add value to the U.S. pork industry, aiming to improve demand with domestic, international, and multicultural consumers. You can learn more at porkcheckoff.org. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.